Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Burt and I are going to the Olympics.
We're going, man. I'm more fired up today about going to the Olympics. Not attending. Participating in the Olympics than I ever have before, based on the story that we're about to hear from Alana Myers right now from Douglasville.
Oh my God.
I told you guys before, I'm checking out.
What? This is embarrassing.
Why are you doubting? I mean, you know what? You're just going to be jealous when you see Burt and I walking into the Olympic Stadium, whichever Olympics we get into.
Hey, Alana, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm good. Good.
Right, first of all, I mean, your story on how you got to where you are right now is an amazing story. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing, amazing story that we have to get to. But before we do that, Melissa and I have to ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
You have actually inspired us.
That's right.
Because Melissa and I love the Olympics. And we've watched the Olympics our entire lives, but now we have a dream to actually compete in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And our theory has always been this, is that in every Olympics, there's always some random either competition or a random country that if you qualify for, you should be able to compete in the Olympics. For mm-hmm. instance, like a team from Tonga that takes up bobsledding, you're probably going to be able to qualify for the Olympics.
Right.
All right? So our thought is, what sport can we get into where we could ride somebody else's coattails and compete? And we're looking smack dab now at bobsledding mm-hmm. for this reason.
Oh, boy.
And tell me, if I offend you here, just say I'm totally out of line.
You don't offend me.
All right, well, because here's our theory. What you do, the two-woman bobsled,
mm-hmm.
that's impressive. You got two people working there.
This is much different than what you were saying when she wasn't on hold.
Well, just let me get to it. It's a two-person bobsled.
Greatness.
It's very small, mm-hmm. so two people have to participate 50%, at least 50%.
Right.
Here's what I'm thinking about that four man and woman bobsled, though, Alana. The two people in the middle aren't doing crap.
And we all don't agree on that theory.
It's like the front person and the back person doing everything, right?
Come on.
Now, before she was on hold, didn't you say anybody could bobsled?
What I'm saying is the two middle people
is what he's saying.
Are along
how hard
for the
could
ride,
it be?
Are along bobsledding. For the ride.
How hard could it be bobsledding?
Alana, first of all, congratulations, okay,
no,
for representing a state and our country. And I'm sorry that you have Olympic haters over here with us.
We're not hating
four
Alana.
People in the room, and two of us are all about it, and two of us are over there criticizing.
I'm just saying bobsledding is a lot harder than Bert thinks, especially being the two people in the middle. So I want you to tell Bert on how difficult it is to be the two people in the middle of a four-person bobsled.
Wendy dated a bobsledder over the internet for 3 weeks. Remember that.
That's true.
Okay. Actually, it's funny because usually men have the most problems with bobsled.
Mm-hmm.
Usually men are the guys who start the sport and tend to chicken out, tell you the truth. So they have, you know, four people in the sled, but a lot of times you have men come up and try bobsled for the first time, and they never get back in the sled. They just all of a sudden disappear from the track, or they just don't show up again. So it's kind of funny. Women tend to get in the sled and stick it out and stay around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Men tend to pick up and leave. But in a four-man bobsled, which obviously the women don't have, everyone's pushing, everybody's doing their thing. But you could make it down in a four-man bobsled if you're not very good at pushing, and you'll be in the sled or whatever. You just won't win a medal, and that's what we're all about in the USA is winning medals.
All right, the actual pushing of the sled here, it looks to me like it only takes like 3 seconds. And then, so you push, and then the four people jump in. But after that, the two people in the middle
are not steering, it's like braking.
It's like being on the Aerosmith roller coaster at Disney World.
Oh, my God.
No, they all have to lean the same way.
Right?
Leaning.
Part of it is riding position, so how you ride in the sled will determine how the sled actually moves. And the funny thing about four-man is it's way more difficult to actually load in the sled than people think.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
So in order to get four guys into a bobsled that's not very long, I don't know the exact parameters.
Well, Bert, I think, would be good at it because he was in Miami last weekend and he had one twin size bed for five men. So in a hotel in the Holiday Inn Express. So I think he's used to.
And they kind of slept like he had in a bodge slept just think, to make room.
That won't be a problem for me because I basically am the size of a Little League trophy.
Well, Alana, now that your story is that you are were a softball athlete and then you transitioned into bobsled. So how did that happen and why bobsledding?
It's funny. I was playing softball all growing up and everything, and my dream was always to go to the Olympics. And I'd seen bobsled in the Olympics in 2002 when the U.S. won the gold medal, in 2006 when the U.S. women won silver. Mm-hmm. And I thought about trying it, but I was still playing softball. Mm-hmm. I played professionally softball, and then also in 2005, softball, I got taken out of the games. But I still had a dream to go to the games, and I remember seeing bobsled. So after I finished my softball career in 2007, I sent out an email to anyone in the federation, to everyone in the federation, actually, bobsled federation, and they sent me an email back and said that we had a tryout in 2 weeks. So I bought a plane ticket and went up to Lake Placid and tried out and made the team.
I mean, think about how impressive an athlete that is, what kind of athleticism you have to do to be that great at softball that all of a sudden just say, I'm going to switch sports and be that athletic that within 2 years you're competing in the Olympics. That is an amazing feat.
And that's what you're claiming that you can do.
No, what I'm saying is I can ride along.
You know, and here's the thing. Alana probably got a lot of flack from people who said, oh, what are you doing? You can't do bobsled. Even though if you go to Lake Placid, you can't do it. Alana said, no, I'm going to be in the Olympics. And guess what? Her dream came true.
That's right.
Okay, so she had people like y'all in her life, the doubters. See, that's not healthy. So, Alana, congratulations.
Thank you.
I just think it's a lot tougher than Bert and Melissa think.
Well, maybe the foreman.
Yeah, it definitely is a lot tougher. And like I said, it's the loading. Not just getting in the sled, it's being able to make sure it's as fast as possible. You know, as brakemen, we live or die on hundredths. So if you're a hundredth or two slower than people, you might be sitting at home watching the Olympics versus actually on a sled.
Well, Alana, I mean, you may have a better indication of this after the you know, Olympics, but okay, so let's say, you know, Bert and I, let's say the bobsledding's not a good thing. What winter sport do you think that would be easy for us to get into?
That's so easy, like that curling thing. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to get persecuted. But, yeah, definitely curling. I think the oldest person on the Olympic delegation, number one, is a curler. So it's definitely a sport you could do for a while.
Well, it's because it's right next door to shuffleboard.
It really is. So. Shuffleboard on ice, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we can do that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to figure something out.
And you're the only athlete on the entire team from the state of Georgia, right?
Yes.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
I really love that. So you had no training in this whatsoever. You go up there, and then they train you for 2 years. And the very first time that you actually tried bobsled, did you realize that you had a knack for it, or was it simple athleticism?
I was really athletic, and I could convert, but I was actually pretty awful the first time I pushed the sled. It's a lot harder than people think as far as getting technique and being able to do it efficiently. You know, everyone's who comes out to bobsled has got a pretty baseline level of raw athleticism, but being able to use your athleticism to push a bobsled and to do it on ice, it's a little bit more difficult than people would imagine.
How fast are you going that thing?
Ooh, on the Olympic track, we will go over 90 miles per hour.
Oh, that sounds exciting. It does, man.
That's intense.
Totally.
It's pretty cool. On the Olympic track, there's a curve called 50-50, which actually some of our guys nicknamed. It's curve 13, and it's actually a curve where quite a few people crash. One day we had national champions or world champions crashing in that corner, so it should be pretty exciting Olympics with that and the speeds we're going to reach.
Now, I was reading my Sports Illustrated Winter Olympics edition just a couple of nights ago, and there's another bobsledding team, women's bobsledding team, that they're predicting will win a medal, a silver medal, but it's not your team.
Right.
So there's somebody more experienced, or there's a team that's more experienced than you guys are?
Right. The driver in that article is Shauna Robach, and she was actually one of my drivers last year. In women's bobsled, we tend to switch around a lot, and we won a gold medal on the Whistler track.
Nice.
Wow.
Also, she's a silver medalist from the previous games. But my driver this year, Aaron Pack, also has a bronze medal on that track. So, you know, we're seen as an underdog, but I think people are underestimating us.
Wow. So what do you think it's going to be like for you, you know, when you're at the opening ceremonies and you're representing the country, and you're, who, I don't know who's carrying the flag, but have you had a chance to like sit back and sort of go through your mind on what that's all going to be like for you?
Oh, we had our team processing yesterday, and we just got all our uniforms and everything's fitted and everything. And just when we were taking pictures with all this gear on for our opening ceremonies, it suddenly became real, and I just think it's going to be amazing, and it's a great honor, and I'm really, really blessed to have this opportunity.
Are you allowed to say what the outfits are?
I don't know.
All right, okay. So let's go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Ralph Lauren. They're these red and blue jackets, mostly blue, mm-hmm. and it's got red accents, mm-hmm. A hat, a beanie, I guess, and it's actually have mousse on it, which is kind of cool, and a thick turtleneck sweater underneath, mm-hmm. and white pants, which I thought would be a bobsledder girl's worst nightmare, because we're kind of big. We range anywhere from 160 to 180,
uh-huh.
and I'm the heaviest, actually, on the bobsled team, so I was thinking white pants would be awful, but they're really nice.
So good-looking white pants.
So this goes along with the theme that you guys have said to us, is that no matter what, a woman's body conscious 24/7.
Yes, mm-hmm. even if you're one of the best athletes in the world.
Definitely, definitely.
Well, good
you're
luck.
You're thinking white pants on worldwide television. It's not going to go well, but... You know, we made it work, and we're going to make it work and rock it.
Well, good luck. Yes. I mean, this is the only athlete competing in the Olympics from Georgia, and she's from Douglasville. Is there any? Do you still have friends and family here in town?
Of course. My family still lives there, you know, all scattered throughout Atlanta now, and my friends, same thing.
And when is your competition? When's your first race?
February 23rd and 24th, and it's one race, a combination of four heats.
Okay. Is there any chance you think that you'd have any time to talk to us before that also and just kind of give us a snapshot of what you've seen there, and then maybe we can talk to you after the race also?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I'd love to do that.
That'd be great. That's awesome.
That'd be fantastic. Well, good luck on both winning a medal and looking good in the white pants.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye. All right. So if you're watching the Olympics... And you want to get it on a local level, man. Alana Myers is.
And you don't
want to
wait 4 years till Bert and Melissa are in it.
You know doing what? Speed walking.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. If we're walking in and we're representing a country in the Olympics, y'all just you can watch us on TV, but we're in our white pants.
I'll wait for
she
it.
She has only been, you know, she's only been bobsledding for 2 years.
2 years.
We can do this.
That's right.
Okay? It's Alana Myers from Douglasville, Georgia.
The Bert Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, Heather here. Is her situation where she can't quite make out if she's got an inappropriate gift or not?
I think she knows it's inappropriate. The question is, does she accept it?
Hey, Heather.
Hey.
How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
Doing okay. All right. Do you feel comfortable telling us in what kind of industry you work?
I work in real estate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you have been working there for how long?
For 4 years.
4 years. Yeah. And the relationship that you have with your boss has strictly been a work-employee relationship up until this point.
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple bosses. Like, it's not that I work just for one person. I actually work for four people.
Okay.
And like, I see a different person each day, essentially.
Okay.
And this one particular person... he has been there only 2 years, and it's strictly work relationship. Like, I'm very clear on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He, on the other hand, has kind of made it clear that he has a crush on me.
In what kind of way?
I mean, just sort of like, I can, you know, a woman can kind of tell when a guy is trying to just, like, be a little extra. extra nice or like a little extra complimentary, or, you know, he's made it really clear that he's single and looking to date. You know, I don't know. It just like.
Is he flirty with you?
He's flirty and not in a way that I ever feel uncomfortable, but I'm always kind of like aware that he thinks he would like to go on a date with me. And I'm like, no, you're my boss, and
okay,
that's it.
Okay.
And in all honesty, have you ever used that to your advantage in the office?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't even know a way that I could use it to my advantage. Like, no, I haven't.
Yeah, like by sleeping with him or something?
No.
That would be wonderful. God. Okay.
So basically, yesterday, he was the person that I was working for, and he gave me an American Express gift card, a $1,500
American
Express card.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he was like, I really want you to have this, and I want you to do something special with it this weekend for Valentine's Day. And I was like, $1,500?
Like, buy yourself a new car?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but, like, I know that of the four people that I work with, for example, like, he's the one that's made the least money this past year. Like, he's not a wealthy guy. So $1,500 is a lot of money for him to be giving me.
And now my expectations for Bert and Jeff have just increased.
You better think again.
Yeah, don't give yourself anxiety over that.
Are you the top seller in the company?
No. I'm not personally an agent. Like, I sort of am an assistant for all these people.
I'm just trying to think of in some way that he's trying to tie in like a bonus angle to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But Valentine's Day gift?
Yeah, even if it is a bonus angle, that's weird on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give it to her in March at the end of the quarter or something. But yeah, I do agree that I think that's inappropriate.
Have you told him you've had any like financial problems at all?
No, and I haven't. I'm fine.
It's just coming out of nowhere.
Bizarre.
And he's not giving anybody else the same thing.
No, and it's specifically for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he even sent me an email already being like, so what are you going to do? What are you going to use it for Valentine's Day?
Here's Lisa.
And he was like, I'm not doing anything. Like, weird, right?
Hey, Lisa, yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, I would take the money and run. You know, he gave it to you as a gift. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Go have a great Valentine's Day.
Now, he's expecting something from that. Like, you're not going to hear the end of it.
Yeah, he's the gift horse, and he doesn't want you looking at his mouth. I'll tell you that, like, guaranteed.
I was thinking if I took him out for, like, a thank you for the gift.
Don't do
like,
it.
That's what he's trying to get you to do.
And, like, kept it very platonic and very like, thank you so much, you know, would that be weird? Like, then I'm not just like taking his money, then I'm sort of like, I don't know.
If you open that door a little bit, it might as well be all the way open. In a guy's mind, that would be you opening the door, and it will become a huge hassle.
Mm-hmm.
Just dinner?
Yes.
I mean, you sound surprised by that. I mean, you said you have how many bosses? Four bosses.
Yes.
And you take him to dinner, like...
essentially with the money that he's sort of paying.
Well, let me just tell you, as the co-worker, okay? So I'm your co-worker, and we're, you know, everybody... You're co-workers, but you're almost sometimes in competition for bonuses and salaries and everything. And that would not go unnoticed, that you went out to dinner with a boss, you know... Yeah, I would notice that, and it would come back to haunt you in the future.
I am still with caller number one and saying, taking the money. Take the
money.
Really? Yes. Yes. Take the money.
And just say thank you.
That's it. It was a gift. It's in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Take the money. It was a gift. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well,
gotta go.
Here's the thing, though. You just said that in a guy's mind, a little crack in the door is opening the door.
Mm-hmm.
In his mind, don't you think her accepting the gift is he will interpret as, oh, okay, she might be a little interested.
No, she might be a little broke.
Take that cash. Hey, Angela, good morning.
No.
Hi. I think she's an administrative assistant. I don't think it's that unusual. I mean, I work in the law firm industry, and we get bonuses all the time. You know, anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000.
For Valentine's
Day? It's kind of weird that it's on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that that's a mistake that the timing there happened on Valentine's Day.
I want to work
but
for
still,
the law firm
he
industry.
Is your boss. he gave you a $1,500 bonus. It's not for you to try to figure out what it's for. Take the money and get up. Yeah.
Even with the emails that says, what are you doing Valentine's Day? And what are you going to do with this money? And you know,
she's
like, got
to shut the door on him and say.
Yeah, email him and tell him you're going on a date with a guy and you're using the money for the date.
That would go over swimmingly.
I mean, you might as well.
My
take is just give it back because I wouldn't want the drama that comes with it.
If you have three other bosses.
Yeah.
Are any of the other ones single?
Well, two of them are women, and one of them is married, so no.
So he's the only single one. You can take him to dinner.
No. You're crazy.
That is crazy.
Something, man. Times are tough. Work for your money.
Whatever. Yeah, you'll never. Yeah, it'll change the course of your work environment from here on out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you go to dinner or if you take the money.
You know what?
Take the money.
She, as an employee, hasn't done anything wrong by taking the money.
But he will not just get. In his mind, it's not just a gift. And says, "Oh well, I hope you had a good, you know." Like it will come back to haunt her from him.
It's not her responsibility to determine that, though. He gave her the money as a boss-employee relationship.
I understand, but in a work environment, if you don't shut the door by not even taking the money, then you don't have to deal with the drama in the office because he is going to be on you in the office all the time, more so than he is now if you take his money.
Hey, Susan, good morning.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to tell her that taking the money makes her not just about love. It makes her a sex object to him because it's basically like he's buying her now because she won't accept him. So he's trying to find another way to get to her.
It is a bonus.
And that's
bonus.
Makes it completely wrong.
I think she takes the money, only goes to dinner with him, because imagine how much she could get to lay down with him like mommy and daddy did once so many years ago.
But everybody in the office will think she did that.
That's like 75. Who cares?
$1,500.
It's your work
guess
environment.
What?
It's your work environment.
Yeah, a new pair of Jimmy Choo's. No. They can think whatever they want.
Hey, Lynn,
you're
good
not
morning.
A whore. Come on.
Yeah, she is a whore.
No.
And she should be proud of it.
Hey, Lynn, good morning.
Good morning. No, it's inappropriate, definitely. No, I mean, you know, that kind of money leads to other things. It's like, if you wanted to give her just a nice gift for Valentine's Day, a couple $100 or something. But $1,500, he's expecting something.
She is a good employee, and he wanted to go over the top. In her mind, it's perfectly acceptable for her to think, I've done a great job, and this guy is going over the top to give me a bonus.
He's abusing his position and masking it as a bonus so that he can try to get to her.
Take the money. Take that money.
Because give her flowers for Valentine's Day. That's sweet. That's appropriate. That's it.
Hey, Laura, good morning.
Hi, this is Laura. I just wanted to let you know that I think she ought to take everyone out to dinner with it.
All the bosses?
Like us?
Yeah, you know, I mean, her company. I mean, but I think that would be a nice gesture.
I think that's a great idea. Take all four bosses out to dinner.
Yeah.
It does make a statement that thanks a lot for the money, but I want to share it with everybody else here.
I think that's a great idea and a way to mask it, too, on her side.
I still don't see anything wrong with taking that cash. I got to be honest with y'all. It is a bonus. In her mind, that is a bonus. If he's got the problem, if he's coming on to her, that's not her problem.
I kind of agree with you on that one. Or just tell him you're using the money for another date.
But imagine the work environment. Like, just if you have no interest in him, then don't accept his gifts.
The problem with you, Melissa, is you care what other people think of you. Like, if you could somehow,
not as much as you think.
Yeah, if you could somehow lose that filter and just live in your own moment, like, other people aren't important. It's about you.
She's an administrative assistant and he's her boss and he's doing this, it is highly inappropriate. And I'm telling you, if you want that reputation in the office, take it. Take the money, take him to dinner, but you'll have that reputation in the office with everybody.
Hey, Julie, good morning.
Hey, I think this is indecent proposal money for sure. I think that he's expecting her to get a hotel room with the card.
But just because he's expecting that doesn't mean she has to do it.
I mean, think if he had framed it as a bonus, if he had said this is a bonus, maybe it would be different. But he didn't say it. He said, I want you to do something really nice for Valentine's Day. I think the only way she could keep the money and is if she's really clear that she's doing the most unromantic thing possible, like, oh, I bought a new dishwasher with a gift card or something
still,
like that.
He'll know that he bought her that dishwasher. And then didn't you say that he was following up with emails like, what are you going to do with the money? I'm not doing anything for Valentine's Day. Didn't you say that's what he said after the fact, after the offer?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, he's definitely made it clear that he wants to go out.
I think, and you make it perfectly clear back to him that that's not going to happen.
Agreed.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the cash, but I know on Valentine's Day I got a date set up.
If you really want to, and I think if you really want to tell him it's not going to happen, thanks, but give it to an employee that needs it.
I wasn't going to do anything for Valentine's Day, but now they got these $1,500, I'm going to take out one guy on Friday, one guy on Saturday, and get a hotel room with a guy on Sunday. Thank you.
That's a great email. No, send that.
Seriously, yes.
I mean, because then he'll know.
And then when he gets, I don't know, I just think, yeah. I mean, take the money. Everybody thinks you should take the money.
Take
but,
that cash.
But don't complain if your work environment gets hostile or weird from now on. Because as the administrative assistant, you have no control. If you have four bosses and he gives you a hard time from now on because you rejected him, it's going to make your job hell. And it's not a bonus.
All right, Heather, we got to run. I would love to follow you up via either email or a call over the next couple of weeks and find out what you did, though.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Yeah, we need to get into this interview with John Mayer that he's had with Playboy magazine recently because there's a ton of controversy going on with it. And we're accustomed to John Mayer sort of talking about his relationships and getting into those. That's not anything new. He talks about Jessica Simpson and how she's wild in bed in this interview with Playboy magazine, saying she's like a drug. He couldn't get enough of her.
Said she was what, sexual napalm?
Sexual napalm?
I don't even know what that means. He's a songwriter, so it seems to be cool.
Yeah, he says drugs aren't good for you, but I like him a lot, and she talks about her as a drug, but says really nice things about Jennifer Aniston, and he asks if he still loves Jennifer Aniston. He says, yes, always. I'll be sorry that it didn't last. In some ways, I wish I could be with her, but I can't change the fact that I need to be 32. So kind of a dig at the end, but he still is in love with Jennifer Aniston. But that's not like the controversial part. And later in the interview, they asked, do black women throw themselves at you in a roundabout way? He calls his male parts a white supremacist. He compares them to a white supremacist, which leads into this whole racial comments that go on, and people are commenting on how he's a racist in this interview.
He used the N-word,
which is what I was getting to.
Yeah.
People reacted to his answer and that he doesn't date black women, so they asked him the question, saying that he doesn't date black women because he has white supremacist genitals. John said, someone asked me the other day, what does it feel like to have a hood pass? And by the way, it's sort of a contradiction in terms, because if you really had a hood pass, you could call it a blank pass. And that's the quote.
You know
quote.
What a hood pass is?
Mm-mm.
It's like if you're a white person and you're accepted by black people, it's a hood pass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like you're part of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
But and then he said the N-word pass.
He said the N-word pass, and right. He used the full word. Like, he didn't
I can't physically say it.
And he came out the next day, and he's apologizing left and right for using it. What did he say? That it's just such a sensitive word that he should have known better.
He said, it's a shame that I did it, because the point I was trying to make was that it was the exact opposite spirit of the word itself. It was arrogant of me to think I could intellectualize using it, because I realized there's no intellectualizing a word that is so emotionally charged.
On one hand, I understand what John Mayer is trying to do, I think. And he's so quirky, it's very difficult to tell. And he's also so arrogant that it's very difficult to tell also.
Right.
Is that he's going through this phase right now where he's going through 100% authenticity. He wants to say what he wants to say, and he just wants to be 100% truthful. So he's making all of these comments in different articles, and he's offending left and right. The truth is, you can't go your whole life with 100% authenticity. You have to have a filter, and you have to have a governor on things you say. You are not allowed to say everything that's going through your mind.
You can't say the – well, and the thing also with the N-word, there are people that can say that so easily – and there are people that just, I mean, it's like a choking reflex for me to even, I can't use it. And so I just, you know, I'm a little skeptical of people, especially white people, because we've had the argument about black people using it. But for white people to have that roll off their tongue like that, I just think, I don't know. I just don't think that's cool at all. And I don't think an apology is going to make up for it.
Definitely not. And then he actually apologized at this concert in Nashville, but actually teared up during the apology. So I don't know if it was sincere or not. I haven't checked out the video yet, but I am posting it online at q100atlanta.com.
Good morning, Q100.
Hi, it's Paisley.
Hey, Paisley.
Hi, I just want to comment. I want to say hood pass, don't use it, because the majority of black people are not from the hood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, so we don't know that hood pass would be an actual good saying.
Yeah, it sounds like it sounds offensive. Just those two words together just sound offensive to me.
Right. I know, hood pass. I'm like, okay, that doesn't, if you tell me you have a hood pass, I don't know what that means, because me and the people I know are not from the hood.
Right.
Now, if you say we're accepted, you know, we can hang out with black people and, you know, I don't know. Hood is just way too much. Of course, the N-word pass is not going
never,
to be accepted
never.
Because black people that I know don't consider themselves as N-words.
Now,
so.
Hood pass I've only heard a couple of times. I have black friends that told me that I get a white person pass, which has never been offensive to me. But hood pass?
So he's offended on two levels.
You know what the real saying is? You're an exception.
What do you mean?
You're an exception. There. Either way it goes, you're an exception.
Okay.
You're an exception. You can come through. You're an exception.
And it's a compliment.
Either way.
It's a compliment. Yes. Right.
No, that's just the politically correct way to say it.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Here is Tim. Good morning, Tim. You're on Q100.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
hey.
Up?
Hey, nothing much. I've never heard of the hood pass myself, but I have heard of a ghetto pass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, you know, the same thing that John Mayer was saying or whatever. And it's not, you know, I'm not justifying it at all. But I've had, you know, friends of all races or whatever. And I've had white friends before in my past who have used that word, like, with me or whatever when we're talking, and it's been perfectly fine.
You have to be so close. Like, this weekend we got into this conversation because I was down in Miami with my friends Kenny and Dolvet, and for what we're talking about, it's important for me to say that they're both black, and we got into the N-word conversation, and they both said that we're all so tight that I could use the N-word in referring to them. I could say that. But the word can't come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
It's hard to say it.
You know, and I can understand that. You know, I understand your point completely. But to most guys or most black guys, I can promise you, if you don't think of yourself that way, then it doesn't offend you if people use it in a non-offensive manner. You know, I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, so I've been called that word a number of times, not trying to be funny, by white people before, you know, just growing up and remembering that, and that's when it's offensive. But if you have that specialized pass, because it's a ghetto pass, hood pass, end pass, white person pass, whatever you want to call it, then it can be okay, because I don't think of myself as an N-word.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody said it to me, you know, one of my black friends or one of my close white friends would say it to me, and I know that it's just being said, you know, as a term between homeboys or between buddies, then it's fine with me. It's no problem.
Well, as a white person, I think it's irresponsible for a white person. Like in your situation, Bert, if you said it, you're with your pack, you're with your group of friends. John Mayer saying in an interview, it's more appropriate for, you know, a black artist to say, you know, and be asked about John Mayer. He said, you know what, he gets that pass. Then it's not offensive. But for John Mayer, you know, of course, it's John Mayer arrogantly saying, well, you know what, because I've got that pass. And then on top of that, saying that
the N-word pass.
I think it's irresponsible for any white person to say that word.
Hey, Mario, good morning.
What's up, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm a black guy from Mississippi, so, you know, it's like a double bad for me, but I love John Mayer. I grew up in private schools and all that, so I had a bunch of white friends, and, you know, we would joke around a lot with race. You know, I would go to their house, and they'd be like, oh, we're great, the help's here, you know, and it was funny, you know, but I love John Mayer, but this is like, wow, you know, and I know when I get to work today, everybody's going to be like, yo, so are you going to sing any John Mayer songs today? And I'm like, I doubt it.
Would you? Will you continue to call yourself a fan after that?
I don't know. It would be tough because, I mean.
Yeah.
Would it help if you saw an apology from him that looked completely sincere?
Probably. Maybe. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, because that word, I mean, is very, very powerful, especially for people who've, you know, seen some type of discrimination or issues around it, you know. Me being from Mississippi, I was raised in, you know, a completely different type of family to where we were encouraged to be stronger and to, you know, persevere through all of that, you know, because my parents went through it so bad and my grandparents. So, you know, but I'll tell you this much. Every time a white person has said that around me, there's been a fight, you know.
No doubt,
it's not like... Mm-hmm. something you would just look over lightly, you know.
What exactly was the apology? Verbatim, what was his apology?
Verbatim.
Did you hear that guy calling in, our last caller, Mario? Hey, dude, you're on the radio right now.
Yeah.
The whole time he was on with us.
I know, because I'm on the radio right now.
There's actually two apologies. The first apology was for the racist remarks. He goes, "It started as an attempt to not let the waves of criticism get to me, but it's gotten out of hand, and I've created somewhat of a monster. I wanted to be a blues guitar player and a singer and a songwriter, not a shock jock. I don't have the stomach for it." And then he apologized for using the N-word, saying, "And it's such a shame that I did, because the point I was trying to make was in the exact opposite spirit of the word itself. It was arrogant of me to think I would be intellectualizing using it, because I realize that there's no intellectualizing a word that is so emotionally charged."
You know what the not the core problem here, but one of the big problems for John Mayer now is that we have forgotten that he's one of the best musicians of our time. He's become so absorbed with celebrity and controversy and the celebrity of being a celebrity that you forget that he's a musician and one of the great ones.
Agreed.
The best.
Well, he's let you forget that. Like, one of the reasons he gets on my nerves is because of I think he's let it all go to his head. I think he's a fantastic musician. Yes, his music is brilliant. I've never disputed that. But he gets on my nerves because I try to intellectualize the word. Shut up. I mean, you're not an intellectual if you even use the word. So quit giving yourself so much damn credit.
Stop talking. Play the guitar.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Right. You're on The Burt Show.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Melissa, Wendy, and Jessica from Jessica Shops.
Jessica
Nobody
Shops.
Knows. What's that?
You almost called her Jessica Shops, like that was her name.
People really think, oh my God, her last name is Shops. That is so neat.
What a coincidence that she got into that industry, right? Jessica does more shopping around this town than anybody I know, so she should be able to help you exactly, you know, like pinpoint what a great present for your girlfriend or your wife is, and we'll get you off the hook here. I'm finding myself in the exact same places here. I'm not going to ask you guys for advice because I feel like if I do that without being on the voice disguiser, then it takes away from the credit if I take your advice. That's why I'm putting all these dudes on the voice disguiser.
Gotcha.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, it needs to be your idea.
It has to be your idea as a guy. So none of these guys have requested being on the voice disguiser, but I'm going to put them on anyway. Good morning, Q100.
Yeah, hey, this is Sunny.
Okay.
Hey.
Sunny. All right, so you just tell us what your situation is. Are you married? How long?
Okay.
And all that. And they should be able to tell you exactly what might be a great, appropriate Valentine's Day gift.
First of all, thank you very much. This is like a community service thing for all the guys out there, so we really need it.
It's our community service obligation.
Serious, yeah. Right?
So I've been married 10 years. We have a wonderful relationship. I got 3 kids. But one thing I'm always lacking on is, like, gifts and surprises and thoughtfulness, you know. But we got 3 kids. Basically, what kind of happened to me is my wife kind of wanted to go to the Black Eyed Peas concert, and I think she subtly indicated to me that would be a nice kind of surprise gift for Valentine's, sort of, and I totally missed it. I never even remember the conversation, to be honest with you. And so when he kind of rolled out, she's like, "Oh, so any tickets or anything coming up?" I was like,
"Oh no,
not really."
He blew it.
And she's like, "I thought you were going to surprise me with Black Eyed Peas tickets together." And so now she's kind of bummed about it. But you know, basically, I want to surprise her with something thoughtful and really that'll kind of you know warm up again. I mean, she's a wonderful girl; she'll love me regardless. But I just want to do something good for her. You know what I mean?
Well, are the Black Eyed Peas still in the Southeast, or they've moved
That's
on?
That's what I was just thinking.
They're in Florida because they did the first part of their tour is all in the Southeast. So the first thing I thought is that if that's what she specifically asked, then you could surprise her by actually taking her to the concert wherever they are now, if they're still in the area.
Do a weekend away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that way she gets out of town. She doesn't, you know, and the kids are taken care of, so she gets away. And she can relax, and then she gets, you know, and then you can mask it as if you purposely led her to believe you forgot the show here in Atlanta because you wanted to take her out of town for the show wherever it is on Valentine's.
There
See?
It is, man.
That's a great idea, Melissa.
That is a great idea. Okay. Sat,
you ready? You ready for
some of that?
That's only if they're still here.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Saturday night. Birmingham.
Oh, my Booyah. God.
This is done.
This is done. Our work is done here.
I can do this. This will work.
All right,
and if that doesn't work, next Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Charlotte.
Okay. Oh, next Saturday.
Well, yep, next Saturday is Charlotte.
Do it this weekend.
And if that doesn't work, March 20th, Denver.
Birmingham Saturday night, my friend.
Hong Kong or Japan or something.
All right, Sonny, so there you go, man.
That's all right,
thank you so much, guys. But,
that worked out great. We should just let it go now. We should actually end the segment.
I know, but be sure and let her know, look, I purposely didn't get the Atlanta tickets, and I'm sorry that you had to feel like I neglected you, but I really wanted to surprise you.
It's about effort. It's about effort.
That's right.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good lie on Valentine's Day.
Melissa's very excited about this segment.
I am.
Sex is on the line on this weekend.
That's right. I feel like, you know, I've helped their marriage.
We will call him Sean, and he is on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You just tell us your situation, and with any luck at all, the women will be able to tell you what's a great Valentine's Day present for her.
Okay. Well, see, I really don't know what to do because I've been talking to this girl for maybe, I don't know, 3 weeks or so. Oh. She doesn't live in town, and we actually have our first date on Valentine's Day, and so it's kind of a weird situation of what to do for that because we're not, like, dating. We're just, like, you know, we've been talking for several weeks, and, you know, it's been really good, but, you know, we haven't even been on a date, so I'm not even sure what you should do in a situation like that.
There are a couple of really high-quality webcams. Because as this relationship progresses and you get more intimate with yourself while you're talking to her, you can see everything really, really clearly.
Jessica, you want to help this guy out? You have any ideas?
Well, the first date is going to be on Valentine's Day, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's great.
And so are you planning on like going out to dinner, or is that what you're asking? Are you asking like what's going to happen when you actually take her out, or do you have no idea if you even want to take her out?
Well, no, I'm taking her out, and it's just, I'm going out to dinner. I've already got a reservation at a nice restaurant.
Smart.
It's just like,
nice.
I'm not really sure, you know, what the standards are. Should I do anything else? Should I buy her something?
You should definitely get her a couple of things from Victoria's Secret.
No. And wrap the webcam in Victoria's Secret outfits.
First date.
Come on.
I don't know.
No, definitely flowers.
Maybe flowers and a card. And that is enough because you don't want to freak her out.
I mean,
that would freak me out if I went on a date with someone after only 3 weeks and they got me like a gift, even if it was a generic gift, like a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be a little weird. I would say maybe just a card, kind of maybe even a little humor in there. Nothing too serious.
And maybe
funny card, but one rose, not a bunch. Just get
and
one long
red
stem
one.
Rose with the card because you can get away with the one long stem rose because it's Valentine's Day. Because I do think she would be disappointed if there was no flower involved in her Valentine's
Day. Something
right?
a little special, but something that doesn't say that you're like, you know, going over the top on
right.
her.
And change your relationship status on Facebook and print it out and bring it with you.
Oh, my God. Don't listen to Jeff.
In a relationship.
Or put it in a frame.
Yes. Yes. Frame your Facebook status. Or Photoshop her in a picture with you. I can do this.
What put that underneath the Victoria's Secret.
Behind the webcam.
Nice.
And dress like Cupid. Dress like Cupid. To the restaurant, dress like Cupid.
Man, we are so on the money with you.
Yeah, why do we even have girls in here?
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, what's up?
You tell us, man, how long you been going out with this girl? Are you married?
No, not married. We've been dating for, I think it'll be a year next month. And, I mean, things are pretty serious, and I'm just like, it'll be our first Valentine's Day, so I'm just kind of don't want to mess this one up.
Mm-hmm. 1 year, okay?
Yeah.
1 year. I think it's time for the, photo book.
I was going to say a digital photo album because, you know, those digital photo frames and then just load them up with y'all's favorite pictures throughout the year.
First year together.
Yeah, I think that's cute. That's
the new photo book, Jess. If it's not a photo album anymore, it's digital photo frames.
It's a digital photo frame.
I like a photo book.
That's cool, because we took a trip, where we met up in Europe over this past summer.
Perfect.
But he doesn't have time to do the photo book, though.
Yeah, digital photo frame, because then you can load them straight from your computer onto the frame, and it still means something because you had to pick out the photos.
Yeah, and I think here's the key, too, here, dude, is that you have to put the pictures in the frame. You can't just give her the album. All the pictures have to be in them because you have to, you know, the women want effort, man.
Yeah,
you don't
it's...
like, should be too disappointed, like, if I don't get, like, jewelry or something?
No, I think because women like the effort as well as personalization. So I do think this time I agree with the women that with the digital photo frame, like, you just have, you know, your, uh, you, what is it? whatever that you stick into the photo,
the USB thing.
Memory card,
the memory card.
Thank you.
And you can have a card, a really sweet Valentine's Day card. So not the humor card this time. It has to be meaningful card. And in there, just talk about how much you've enjoyed being with her this first year and more to come, whatever, depending on your seriousness. And then, yeah, and a reflection. I think it's a great idea, a reflection of your year together.
Right. Yeah, especially if they went on a trip.
Yeah.
I mean, that's perfect.
Absolutely. And something from Victoria's Secret.
With a webcam wrapped inside.
Yep.
Delivered.
You know, actually just bring the laptop and show how you've already installed the webcam in the
room. Actually put the pictures of all the pictures that you've been taking of her that she didn't know about the last year and put them in the album.
Yeah, great if idea. Some of the pictures from your trip to Europe are in the style of Erin Andrews, then you do not want to put those in the frame.
And look, honey, here's the peephole section. Yeah.
Oh, this one's not you. This woman was in the hall, the room across the hall. But I thought she was hot.
Oh. Here is Jeremy. Good morning.
I'm single now.
You're on Q100. Hi. Yellow?
Hello?
Go for it.
Hey, me and my girlfriend have probably been together about 2 years. We've been hitting this up and down, on and off patch for about 7-8 months, so it's like a handful of crap.
Okay.
I want to show her, you know, how things used to be, that I'm still here and whatnot. And I did have a surprise where I was going to bring her flowers to her work. Mm-hmm. I texted a friend to find out where she worked, and a friend told her.
Oh,
why would she do that? Why would she flower block you like that?
Because she doesn't want her friend to date that guy.
How long have y'all been together?
About 2 years. I mean,
and you didn't know where she worked?
That's what I was going to ask.
Well, she just got a new job. She got a new job at a psychiatrist office.
Okay.
And she's only been working there for about a month or so.
That's crazy.
It's still, anyway.
Really?
Okay. Because I still am confused why you didn't know where she worked. But okay, so the friend screwed up the flower
thing. And the flower thing is, am I right to say the flowers is standard? Like, that's not allowed to be the only gift on Valentine's Day, right?
But if it's omitted, it's noticed if you've been together a while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think.
Outside of flowers, they're dating 2 years on and off now, but you are serious about her and you dig her. So, Jess. You don't want to give her any pictures because not all of them are going to be from good times.
The picture idea is probably out. The lingerie, probably not
the webcam.
Good.
Yeah, you should bring lingerie to her work.
I don't know. Maybe it's time for jewelry at this point.
To make up.
Yeah, nothing major, but just like a token, maybe something.
What's token jewelry mean?
Well, nothing that's too expensive. Like, you don't have to go crazy and buy, like, you know, thousands of dollars worth of jewelry, but like a nice bracelet, you know, maybe a Sephora gift card. Now, I don't know. Do you feel comfortable giving jewelry at this point, or is it too on and off where that might be kind of strange?
I think it might be, but I mean, she's not the kind of person that really, she likes the thought more than, you know, how much money I spend and how flashy it is.
You should like a weekend getaway or something in the mountains, do an activity together. I mean, just to bring your relationship back together.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was thinking that too.
Because my thought is because you can't get into specifics about what your issues in your relationship are. Mm-hmm. But I do think if you want to prove to her that you're still there, that somehow, not addressing it, but I think the gift should have something to do with somehow personalizing it where you just reassure her or you're reinforcing how much you love her, and only you know what that would be. So like a weekend getaway, only you know where mm-hmm. that getaway would be that would mean something to her. You know what I'm saying?
Time together. You can't really go wrong there.
You really can.
Yeah, get one of those little motels on Buford Highway. With the vacancy sign that's kind of on and off.
Well, the hourly
right?
rate, if you get in a fight, then you don't have to pay for the
whole
night.
That's right. I mean, you're probably...
do that?
What about
a serial killer, but it's cool.
Yeah,
what about a license plate frame with both of your names on it airbrushed? pink and purple with a fade.
Like you from the beach?
In a situation like this, you know, he was saying, she appreciates the sentiment also. So if you're whatever gift you decide to give, the delivery is going to be very important here. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you decide to give her a bracelet, then you need to present it like in a jewelry box that she can keep beyond the gift. You know, I mean, she'll have the gift, but then she can use it for other things. If you're going to take her away somewhere, it's the presentation. Mm-hmm. Like how you do it. Maybe you could even get, you know, we ruled out photos, but maybe if there's one picture that you both like, you could get two copies, give her one, and then also show her that you have the same one because you like this memory so much.
What about one of those best friend bracelet necklace things where each person gets half
a heart?
Yeah.
Or, you know, and it could be something like Jessica saying, not Jeff, but that has to do with the beginning of your relationship, that, you know, kind of to remind each other why you're together in the first place, especially if you're fighting right now.
Exactly. So if you're going to give her flowers, don't just have them delivered with the vase that the florist gives.
Mm-hmm.
Go find something that's special and present it and say, you know, I found this vase because it goes with your kitchen and you can use it, so that she continues to think about you beyond the gift and that you were thoughtful and you put more into it than just making a call.
Can he also purchase a star for her from the star registry?
I think that's cute.
Nothing says I love you than to look up at the sky
and see your own.
And for $49.95.
Oh my God, what if your wife got that for you?
Stacey knows better than to get me a star for Valentine's Day.
I mean, I would take this anything year at this point. A star sounds fantastic.
I'm going to get Wendy a star, but I'm going to name it Single on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
That's going to be the name of the star.
That's the constellation.
Yes. Yeah. I'll get a whole bunch of stars.
I mean, if you had a gift certificate hanging on your wall, if it was, what star would it be that might be named after you or somebody in your family?
What?
Didn't you have one?
Leslie got me one.
Okay.
She used to be the boss. Did you get me one?
No.
Are you testing me right now? Okay.
Oh, crap. That almost got uncomfortable.
I should have gone with that. Bert, you don't remember.
Leslie Fram got you one?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. And like 2 days beforehand, we were on the air ripping on like the star registry.
Yeah.
And I don't think she heard it. And she got I think it was a birthday gift.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah.
So there's a star up there named Bert.
Bert, yeah.
Have you not seen the... Anyway, I remember seeing it.
It shines bright. It's a little itty-bitty star.
Stop it. It's a little, really?
It's the smallest star in the sky. But it's up there.
But like, you know, I do want to tell guys, like, for instance, one of the things I got Katie that I was proud to give her, like, it you reminded me of it with the vase thing. Like, Katie and I actually met at Bitterball at Vision, believe it or not. And when Vision closed, I, and Jeff helped me with this, got one of the champagne buckets. And that's what I gave her flowers in 1 year, is in that champagne bucket,
that's
because
good.
It symbolized where we first met. That's
and cute. I think, just into tying the Q100 thing, I'm pretty sure it's the one that Andy West threw up in after drinking the bubbles.
That's right, because it personalized the whole thing. It had so much meaning.
We could have done this for hours, so we'll do it again tomorrow morning.
Okay.
You're going to be in here tomorrow morning anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be in here tomorrow morning, and I have a lot more gift ideas and sales and deals and, you know, where you can actually kind of go out and buy these things if you're looking for something different.
Okay, cool, because I know a lot of guys are scrambling right now and they still are clueless on what to do, so we'll do that again tomorrow morning.
This is The Bert Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.